USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
One of the suspects in the deadliest attack in Canadian history has been found dead. Police in Regina, Saskatchewan, say injuries that 31-year-old Damian Sanderson suffered were not self-inflicted. Rhonda Blackmore, commanding officer of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police in Saskatchewan, says they are looking for his 30-year-old brother, Miles Sanderson.
As far as the threat, Miles Sanderson is still at large. We still are advocating for people to be vigilant.
The attack happened Sunday. 10 people were killed. 18 others were injured. Former President Trump getting a legal victory thanks to a federal judge. He gets his request for a special master to review documents seized by the FBI at his Florida estate granted. The decision from U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon, whom Trump appointed, also halts the Justice Department's use of the documents for investigative purposes. The department says it's reviewing the decision. Las Vegas police have released a photo of a suspect in relation to the stabbing death of a local investigative journalist. Jeff German, who works for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, was attacked outside of his home over the weekend. Investigators say the suspect was seen potentially casing the area to commit other crimes prior to the homicide. German's death has rocked the news community in Vegas. Ron Futrell, a journalist with KLAS-TV, spoke to News Nation.
And I get it that not everybody's going to like what an investigative journalist does. We have them here in our newsroom, and not everybody's going to be happy with what they do. And he was like that, but he didn't care. He just wanted to get things right and put it in the right context.
German's editor at the newspaper said he was not informed of any threats or concerns about German's personal safety. It was a quiet day on Wall Street Monday. That's because U.S. markets were closed thanks to the Labor Day holiday. You are listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In the United Kingdom, Liz Truss, the current foreign secretary, was named leader of the Conservative Party. On Tuesday, she will be named the new British prime minister following the formal appointment by Queen Elizabeth II. Truss paid tribute to outgoing leader Boris Johnson in her acceptance speech.
Boris, you got Brexit done. You crushed Jeremy Corbyn. You rolled out the vaccine and you stood up to Vladimir Putin. You were admired from Kiev to Carlisle.
Truss will be the third woman ever to hold that office. She's also the fourth prime minister in the UK in the last 6 years. There's a challenge to a law in the North Star state where the plaintiffs claim it violates one of their constitutional rights.
Three Minnesotans under the age of 21 are taking legal action challenging the state's limit for carrying handguns in public. The plaintiffs argue the age limit violates the Second Amendment rights of 18 to 20-year-old adults. Minnesota attorneys say the state is justified because those under 21 pose a higher risk of violence with firearms. A federal judge is scheduled to hear the case on October 4th. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. Coast Guard has suspended the search for 9 people, including a child who went missing after a Florida plane crashed in the waters of Puget Sound, northwest of Seattle. The body of a 10th person was recovered by a Good Samaritan on Sunday after the crash. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.